Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current social, political, economic, and prophetic events in life scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in central New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore, overlooking beautiful Staten Island. On this week's program, I'd like to review a recent movie, Uncle Tom 2. This is a documentary put out by Christian conservative African Americans to counter the lies of critical race theory, BLM, and basically some of the lies that were popularized during the civil rights movement. Here is a description of the documentary right from the website. Uncle Tom 2 is an odyssey depicting the gradual demoralization of America through Marxist infiltration of its institutions. The film explores how this deceptive ideology has torn apart the fabric of society while using Black America as its number one tool for its destruction. From executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone comes the continuation of their highly acclaimed film, Uncle Tom, in 2020. Uncle Tom 2 will take the audience deeper into Black America's often eradicated history of honorable men, entrepreneurship, property, faith, and patriotism, to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 unveils the Marxist strategy of creating false racial tensions between Americans, with its ultimate goal of obtaining power, destroying capitalism, and replacing God with government. Unquote. And by the way, at the end of this second documentary, there was a word about an upcoming Uncle Tom 3, which will deal with some specifics of the civil rights movement in the 60s. Now, as far as the people behind this work, this movie was written by Larry Elder, a popular African-American social political pundit, along with Chad O'Jackson, an African-American business owner in Dallas. And throughout the movie, Jackson is shown confronting and wrestling with the current racism narrative being pushed by the political left in America. And Jackson is practicing what he preaches. He's running a plumbing business, working with his hands, making the world a better place, all the while researching and addressing the ideological lies that are bringing people down. The winds and the waves of false doctrine described in Ephesians chapter 4. Featured in this documentary are Chad O'Jackson and Vody Balcom, Jesse Lee Peterson, Carol Swain, Brandon Tatum, Colonel Alan West, Stephen Brody, Larry Elder, Virgil Walker, Daryl Harrison, and Dr. Ben Carson. And all these people are conservative, Christian, African Americans. I say African American rather than Black American because I despise the skin color narrative that has just been popularized by the world, where people are judged according to the flesh and where people are fixated on skin color. There are Italian Americans and Irish Americans and Asian Americans and German Americans and Indian Americans and African Americans and Egyptian Americans and Jewish Americans. The amount of pigment in their skin is really irrelevant and undefined. You know, I've said before, white people aren't really white. They're more like pink or peach. And Black people are not really Black. They're more brown. You know, originally, the civil rights movement emphasized that we should live in a colorblind world. But now there is a return to an emphasis on skin color. And that really feeds into more racism. Remember, Martin Luther once said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." But today, the race baiters on the left, all they want to do is make judgments on the basis of people's skin color. Now, when I see people, I don't see the color of their skin. I see their character. And this is the biblical mandate, which is the mindset of Christian people. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him this way no longer. I will get back to that verse in just a minute. But what I see is that there is a unity, a love, a single-mindedness between Christians in the African-American community and Christians in the European community. And when I say Christian, I mean true Christians who are born again, who actually read and follow the teachings of Christ and the biblical doctrines. There's no tension or racism between Christians, no matter what our ethnicity. All that tension and conflict is coming from the unsaved, who walk according to the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 5, those who are according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So the real battle in this world is not between black and white. The real battle is between the saved and the unsaved. That's the real division. That's the real distinction that the world doesn't want to talk about. The distinction in intrinsic character and nature. The distinction in worldviews. The distinction in doctrine and ideology. The distinction between Christianity and Marxism. The real battle in this world is not a race issue. It's a spiritual issue. Now back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him this way no longer. In the context, Paul is pointing out that Christ died for all, not just for the Jews or for the Gentiles. And that was the popular racist distinction in the first century. So when Paul says he doesn't recognize anyone according to the flesh, he is saying that he doesn't recognize people according to their ethnicity. Now, obviously, he can see with his eyes that someone is of a certain nationality. But the point is, that is not how he identifies them, or rather, that is not their identity in his mind. And then Paul says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. What does Paul mean? Well, the apostles knew that Christ was a Jew according to the flesh, but they don't see him that way any longer. In other words, Jesus' Jewishness is not their focus, and it's not his key identity. But 2 Corinthians 5:16 cannot be understood without reading 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is a well-known verse that's quoted out of its context. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come. This verse is often quoted to point out the change in one who has been born again, regeneration by the Holy Spirit. But whenever you see the words therefore in the Bible, ask what it's there for. Paul is teaching that we don't recognize people according to racial distinctions, but what matters is whether or not someone is a new creation in Jesus Christ. Are you saved or are you lost? Are you a new creation in Christ or are you dead in your trespasses and sins? Are you born again or are you by nature a child of wrath? Ephesians chapter 2. And that's the only distinction that really matters in this world. And anyone who makes the emphasis ethnicity or skin color, whether they be on the political right or the political left, are preaching a false gospel. They're taking the emphasis away from what really matters, one's relationship and standing with God through Jesus Christ. So, having covered the fallacies of this racist narrative, let's get back to this Christian documentary, Uncle Tom 2, that seeks to expose the lie and teach the truth. Now, the documentary works to explain the Marxism behind the current critical race theory, Antifa, BLM, oppression narrative that has deluded both the African-American community and the European community. In fact, the documentary starts off by saying it's like people are under a spell that keeps them angry and bitter and blinds them to the truth. and that people need to wake up to this lie of wokeism, which is actually claiming to be awakening, but it's actually a false awakening. This reminds me of Isaiah 40. Darkness has covered the earth and a deep darkness the people. It also reminds me of 2 Corinthians 4:4, that the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. And this current racism narrative that has infected America is subtle, it's clever, it's sophisticated doctrines of demons. So this documentary really explains two gospels. One, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The other, the gospel of civil rights, cultural Marxism, CRT, and BLM. One, the gospel of the Christian man Booker T. Washington and the Tuskegee Institute. And the other, the false gospel of the Harvard-educated atheist, W.B. Du Bois, first figurehead of the NAACP. And this is clearly a current-day example or application of Galatians chapter 1. There are other gospels, and they really aren't true gospels, or literally, they really aren't good news. Galatians 1:6, I'm amazed that you so quickly deserted him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you who want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man preaches to you a gospel contrary to what you've received, he is to be accursed. So notice the seriousness of the judgment on those who bring a false gospel. And notice how quickly people abandon the gospel of Christ for the seductions of a false gospel. Narratives that tickle the ear, or rather narratives that please our fleshly self-righteousness, our pride, or wanting to blame others. And there are many false gospels circulating around the world involving politics, sexuality, race relations, and this false gospel of Marxist critical race theory is one of them. These false gospels assess wrongly the source of our problems, and they assess the wrong way to salvation, or rather the way to utopia. Vodi Balkum said it well in this documentary. What we're seeing is another religion communicating another meta-narrative and another worldview concerning who we are, why we're here, what's wrong with this world, and how the world can be made right. So, the movie goes on to explain that the current racism narrative comes out of atheism and Marxism. Even the founders of the NAACP were white communists who used African Americans as fronts. One of the main points in the documentary is that the African community used to be deeply Christian and was actually doing just fine in advancing until false leftist Marxist radicals arrived in the black community. And we see the destruction of the nuclear family, the drugs, the joblessness, the crime, the violence, the abortion, the vile language. It all changed for the bad in the African American community, not because of racism, but because of, quote, a lack of God and Christian character. And that assessment sure angers the left. They don't want to hear that, because that means a need for personal faith and repentance. Now, here's my take on this, for what it's worth. Both the black community and the white community, as they're called, were inundated with godless, Marxist, secular humanists, these false teachers at the beginning of the 20th century. The white community has been destroyed by these godless university professors and philosophers. And the whole culture has abandoned Christianity for paganism. People no longer believe in the scripture. And that has taken down the white community. Look at all the abortion, the poverty, and the drug use, the decline in the fertility rate, the breakup of marriages. But at the same time, these false teachers entered the African-American community. But they entered at a time when the African-American community was just coming of age. What do I mean by that? Well, Europeans had almost 2,000 years of Christian salt and light in education. Africa, not so much. Like China, Korea, and Japan, these nations were in the Dark Ages until the 20th century. So, since these false teachers entered the African-American community at such a pivotal point, they were able to quickly destroy the progress. Now, the same thing is happening in the European community, but given the capital has been built up, it's just taken a little longer to send us back into the Dark Ages, to turn us into pagans. But the Europeans will soon be destroyed by that victim mindset, by grievances, by abortion, by LGBTQ, and all of the works of the flesh. So that's just one take on the situation. But again, the point made in this documentary is that the problem is not primarily racism. The problem is general ungodliness. Quote, "The lie is that the entire plight of the black community is because of slavery. That racism is the reason why blacks were not able to build generational wealth, and that the problem is systemic racism, but that is the lie. The decline took place because God and his truth was removed. Harlem collapsed because of false teaching. The false prophets of the civil rights movement came disguised as angels of light, even deceiving many black ministers. Saul Alinsky, the communist radical who dedicated his book to Satan, enlisted and trained many black ministers to be civil rights agitators." So this movie really doesn't hold back from indicting the whole philosophy of the civil rights movement. And it's actually African-American Christians making this indictment. At first, one might think that our father's civil rights movement was the good side of race relations. But when you really dig down into it, the civil rights movement in the 1960s was the same poison as cultural Marxism is today, but to a lesser degree. The civil rights movement in the 60s was promoted by the communist Marxists, and these Marxists, in creating protests and agitating race relations, stole the credit for creating equal justice for African Americans, when in fact it was the Christianity that was already in the culture that was overturning ungodly racism. And it would have been overturned anyway without all of the protests and the race riots. But that's a whole other discussion. Now, this documentary has been largely ignored by the media. They don't even want people to know about it. But in the few critiques I have read, the criticism from the left, those holding to the racism is the cause for all of our dysfunction narrative, is that the film denies the existence of racism. And therefore, the film is a lie, and these black conservatives are white supremacists. Which kind of goes to show that these critics didn't understand or listen to the message in the documentary. They're probably so blinded by their critical race theory narrative, they can't even think otherwise. This documentary did not claim there was no racism. The issue is over how it's to be overcome. The way the Christian teacher Booker T. Washington taught, or the way that the atheist W.B. Du Bois taught. Booker T. Washington taught the way of Christ. Humility, character, love, charity, loving your enemies, work. Du Bois taught be aggrieved. Demand, fight and protest for your rights. Respect is not earned, it's demanded. And all of your personal problems are due to racism. Du Bois believed in a racist form of Marxism, that the blacks need to rise up against the whites. And many, many people have fallen for this lie because it sounds so true and so real if you don't have a biblical worldview. And without God and the Bible in the universities, this lie is what's being taught. But here's what Booker T. Washington taught, and this is a quote from the documentary. "No one ever loses anything by being a gentleman or a lady. No person ever loses anything by being charitable. Remember that if we're useful and kind, if we're moral, no matter what people say about us, they cannot pull us down. But if we're without the spirit of usefulness, if we are without morals, without economy and property, without all of those qualities which go to make a people in a nation great and strong, no matter what we say about ourselves, we're losing ground. Nobody can give us these qualities merely by praising us and talking well about us. And when we possess them, nobody can take them from us by speaking ill of us. And in this, Booker T. Washington was reflecting the biblical teaching of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us everything we need to know about how to fight for justice. Verse 18, servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you've been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example for you to follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. The world, the flesh, and the devil hate that message, because the flesh wants to win by hatred and not love. The title Uncle Tom has become a pejorative against blacks who do not fight and protest for their rights, who follow the way of Christ. The novel Uncle Tom depicts Uncle Tom as the Christ-like figure who maintains his holiness and his integrity despite the persecutions of the world. To use the term Uncle Tom as a pejorative is to speak ill of Christ and his way. There was, in the middle of the 20th century, a real conflict and debate that broke out between Booker T. Washington and Du Bois. You know, this is something nobody learns about in Black History Month, but the divide clearly demonstrated two different ways to peace, two different ways to deliverance, to salvation, two different gospels. And when the two gospels are laid out clearly, then people can see more clearly the choice they're making without all the deception. People need to be taught the way of Christ versus the way of this world. My only criticism or advice for those who made this documentary, Uncle Tom 2, is that they could have been more clear in explaining the two different ways, because that was the key message. Now, I'm out of time. I will cover Uncle Tom 2 in more detail in my video version of this program on my YouTube and Rumble channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. This will be video number 250. But here's a question, applying the truth in this documentary to all of us. How are you working toward personal identity, fulfillment, success, and wholeness? Through Christ and a life of holiness and obedience, or through the philosophies of men and the deeds of the flesh? You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The radio website for all of the links is godandcountryradio.org. And from there, you can email me with questions, comments, insights. I'd love to hear from you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help your people to completely understand the ways of Christ and to defend it against the lies of this world. For only in Christ there is true salvation and joy. In his name we pray. Amen.